Welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. Well, this week we're talking about an interesting subject, which is having a conflict with other managers within your organisation. We all know that collaborative efforts are the cornerstone, of course, of success. However, in the real world, this can often sometimes be quite difficult to achieve. Naturally, there's going to be differences of opinion. And over the course of a programme or a project or whatever it might be, the objective of the organisation, there's going to be conflicting views that arise, ways of doing things, and often or not, where people in the organisation may have different views and objectives of their own, it might create issues between managers within the organisation. So managing those conflicts in a constructive manner is really an essential skill for you that you can contribute to a healthier and more productive work environment, and also eliminate the risks of any further headaches further down the line. So one of the opening points is really about open dialogue and active listening. Sounds easy, but of course approaching those conflicts with an open mind and willingness to engage is really important. Perhaps you've got a very strong view about a way of doing things, but sometimes it's worth just stepping back and listening and engaging in a genuine and respectful conversation where you and the other parties can express all viewpoints. Active listening not only shows that you value their input, but also allows you to fully understand other people's perspectives. You've then got that focus on the common goals, and often this can get lost, where you might have a resentment towards something that those other managers have been doing. So remember that everyone shares that overarching goal of the organisation. You might have different ways of wanting to get there, but ensuring that you emphasise the bigger picture and how to resolve those conflicts can positively impact the team's performance and the success of the company. So when you encourage that everyone to focus on those shared objectives, it becomes much easier to find that common ground. You've then got seek mediation if necessary, and how you're going to resolve that conflict. So if those discussions become stagnant or perhaps emotions escalate, you could consider involving a neutral third party. That might be a well-respected senior manager who perhaps doesn't have any political or motivations on one side or the other. But those mediators can really provide an objective perspective and guide the conversation towards a constructive solution. Empathy and understanding, I think, is really important. So put yourself in that other manager's shoes, and they should put themselves in yours as well. Really consider their background, their motivations, their current challenges. And I think perhaps by developing that empathy, you can humanise the conflict and pave the way for a much more compassionate approach to a resolution. You've got collaborative problem solving. So turning that conflict really into an opportunity for creating problem solving. So encourage brainstorming sessions, if you have that relationship still intact, of course, where both parties contribute potential solutions. This approach can lead to innovative ideas that address the underlying issues. Constructive feedback as well. Offer feedback in a constructive manner. Focus on behaviours and actions rather than personal attributes. This allows you really to prevent the conversation from becoming blame-centric, which can often happen, and keep it centred on really finding those solutions. And then really from learning from each conflict. You may have already had a conflict with other managers. What did you learn from that situation? What could you take away for it for the next time? Each conflict really offers a chance for that learning. So after the resolution, you should take some time to reflect on the conflict that you had, the strategies that you employed, and actually the outcome that came out of it, whether that's a positive or a negative one. Assess what worked well, what could be improved, so you're really better equipped to challenge those in the future. Remember that when you handle those conflicts correctly, it often leads to improved relationships, better communication, and enhanced team dynamics. And after all, you're really looking to improve those relationships for the teams and the wider organization. So by implementing these ideas, you're not just leaving those, resolving conflicts, you're not just letting it go, you're really fostering a culture of understanding and collaboration. Would love to hear if you've overcome any of those sort of conflicts in the past. Be great for you to tell us, share your ideas. And thanks for listening to the podcast show this week.